Good morning, everybody. It is Chelsea Taylor. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of South Florida Sunday. Delighted in the studio to have Dr. Arif Dalvi with me, who is actually a neurologist on staff at Delray Medical Center. And we're talking about DBS today. He specializes in several movement disorders, including Parkinson's. So good morning, doctor. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Chelsea, for having me on.
So let's talk a bit about this remarkable technology. What is DBS and how does it work?
So it's called deep brain stimulation for a reason, because there are deeper areas in the brain. They're called the basal ganglia, and that's where some of the electrical signaling goes wrong that is responsible for tremor, for Parkinson's disease, dystonia, and other conditions. Mm-hmm. And by putting an electrode in that area, we are able to correct that abnormal electrical signaling in the brain. So think of it as a pacemaker for the brain. Just like if you have heart arrhythmia,
right,
you put a wire there and connect it to a pacemaker and that corrects the arrhythmia. There's a brain arrhythmia going on that's responsible for tremor and the like. So we correct that using this technology.
Absolutely amazing. So this is now available at the Delray Medical Center where you are out of. Is that correct?
Correct. So I started the program for deep brain stimulation surgery along with Dr. Lloyd Zucker, who's our chief of neurosurgery at Delray Medical Center. And we have been doing this now for 3 years.
Nice.
Both of us are veterans in terms of the procedure. I had a program at the University of Chicago for many years. Dr. Zucker has had programs of this kind before. But the interesting thing is, even though the technology has been around for 20 years, there have been a lot of new developments that really make it very promising.
Absolutely. What about, tell us, you know, we talked a little bit about people with Parkinson's. So who specifically are the candidates for this type of technology, the DBS?
So to look at Parkinson's, it's a well-understood disease. We understand low levels of dopamine are responsible for the symptoms of Parkinson's. It's easy to replace the dopamine with medications. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, this so-called honeymoon period on medications lasts for about 5 years or 7 years. And then the response to medications becomes unpredictable. There's a lot of breakthrough symptoms. And that's the time when we start discussing this procedure as an option, because it can be truly life-changing in the right patient.
Absolutely. So, yeah, what does it mean for people who have Parkinson's? How can they live?
So to give you an example, there are two or three symptoms that I've seen in my own practice that really impacted the patients I was seeing. There's a patient I remember, he had a severe Parkinson's for many, many years and was unable to write his name, unable to sign a check. Mm-hmm. And after the procedure, we do what is called as an initial programming, where we adjust the settings of the pacemaker and turn the device on. And as part of the testing, we had him write his name and draw some spirals, and he did it perfectly.
Wow.
And he just started crying, and I was worried that is he hurting or something like that? And he said, no,
amazed.
I haven't been able to sign my name in 10 years. So that was a huge impact.
It seems
right.
So little to somebody else.
Right.
But that's really incredible. So tell us a little bit about the procedure and what it is like to insert this device for patients.
So essentially, it's a two-part procedure. The first part is called brain mapping, which is the more complex part of the procedure. So Dr. Zucker and I team up in terms of identifying the area in the brain that is responsible for these symptoms. And to give you an idea, the brain is a large organ.
Yes.
But the area we are trying to target is the size of a Tic Tac. So there's
a
lot
of
MRI technology supplemented by CT scan imaging, supplemented by what we call microelectrode recording, where mm-hmm. we're literally listening to the brain cells and identifying the areas where these tremor cells are, where these abnormal electrical signals are.
Right. So when you're thinking about the brain, are they different than in every patient, the area?
Correct.
It's not just one place
the
in everyone's
ideal
brain.
Choice, the ideal target can vary depending on the symptoms of the patient. So for tremor, it's a different target. For dystonia, it's a different target. Mm. For most symptoms of Parkinson's, it's a different target. So we really spend 3 to 5 hours mapping the brain.
Wow.
And then we put the electrode in and fix it in place. And then they come back usually a week later to have the pacemaker implanted underneath the skin, and the wire from the brain is connected to the pacemaker.
Wow, that's amazing. What about, you know, you just mentioned when the gentleman was able to start writing how he was crying because he was so excited, you thought he was in pain. Is there any pain associated with this device when using it?
So the interesting thing is the brain itself has no nerve endings. So we do use local anesthesia for the burr hole that allows us to put in the electrodes in the brain. But once that is done, the patients have no pain. They're awake for the procedure.
Oh
they
my gosh.
Have to be, because we have to talk to them. We have to test them. We
Make
see
sure.
what their tremor is doing,
right.
how their muscle rigidity is doing, and so on.
Wow. So they are awake during it. That's incredible. Does it require batteries?
The pacemaker,
people think pacemaker, yeah,
absolutely requires batteries, and usually the batteries last for 4 to 5 years. Replacing the pacemaker battery is much more straightforward than doing the brain mapping. It's an outpatient procedure, typically takes about an hour to do,
okay,
and it's a same-day surgery.
How often does it need to be changed?
Typically about 4 to 5 years.
Okay, 4 to 5 years, much faster than my iPhone needs to be charged.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. So obviously we're saying, you know, Parkinson's is a very, very progressive disease. You know, as your symptoms maybe get worse, and we were saying the medications don't work after 5 years, and that's where this comes into play in the first place. But as you get deeper down in your lifespan, what about a stronger device? Do you have to have something inserted as symptoms worsen or are more severe?
So the technology keeps improving, and one of the trends is that the older devices that we had, again, the area we're targeting is so small, and if you spread the current beyond that area, you get side effects. So the newer devices allow us to be much more precise in delivering the current exactly to the right area and nowhere else.
Okay.
So these are directional electrodes that we're using. And the brain mapping technology that we use has also improved a lot in terms of imaging studies, the methods of doing this. So it's kind of like your iPhone. You know, the iPhone 10 does the same things that your original iPhone did, but it's so much better. So the technology
Absolutely.
That we have with deep brain stimulation today is way different from what we did when I first got started with this procedure.
Right. And we were saying had it there at Delray Medical Center now for 3 years?
For 4 years.
For 4 years, yeah. I'm sorry. So how many patients do you think that you treat for deep brain stimulation?
Typically,
there?
We do one or two surgeries a week.
Wow, that's a lot.
There is, again, we are doing Parkinson's disease, essential tremor. Those are the two main indications.
Okay. So they're pretty much being referred to you for this.
Correct.
This stimulation. So that's amazing. So the device obviously has done a lot for people to change their way of life. So thank you so much.
Thank you again for having me on.
Interesting on the technology. So if anybody obviously has any questions, they can ask their neurologists and whatnot, the best way for them to proceed with treatment.
The best way would be for them to be referred to us. Our website is pbni.com, Palm Beach Neuroscience Institute.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Dalvi, so much.
Thank you so much again.